प्रणवाय शुद्ध ज्ञानमूर्त निर्मलाय प्रशांताय दक्षिणामूर्त नमः। निरंजनम नित्यमनन्तरूपं भक्तानुकंपाद्रुत विग्रहं वै ईशावतारं परमेशमीड्यं संरामकृष्णं शिरसा नमामि। यथाग्नेर्दाहिका शक्ति रामकृष्णे स्थिता हिया सर्वविद्यास्वरूपान्तां शारदां प्रणमाम्यहम्। जिन्माद्यस्य यतोऽन्वयादितरतश्चात्वेष विज्ञस्वराड् तेने ब्रह्मकृताय आदिकवे मुह्यन्ति यत्सूरयः। तेजो वारिमृतां यथा विनिमयो यत्र त्रिसर्गो मृषा धाम्ना स्वेन सदा निरस्तलोकं सत्यं परं धीमहि। सदाशिवसमारम्भां शङ्कराचार्यमध्यमा अस्मदाचार्यपर्यन्तां वन्दे गुरुपरम्परा। आत्मनस्तु कामाय सर्वं प्रियं भवति इज दि असर्शन ऑफ दि वेदा, असर्शन ऑफ दि वेदांत और उपनिषद्स। द मीनिंग ऑफ दिस असर्शन इज एवरीथिंग इन दि क्रिएशन इज लव्ड बाय एनी पर्सन फॉर द सेक ऑफ हिमसेल्फ। वी लव थिंग्स of the world and people because love gives us joy. Lack of love gives us sorrow. Though love is experienced by everyone, most of us don't know what really the love means. What is the nature of love? What is the cause of love? Modern media will show love means you sing a song and some round a tree or somewhere else you go like that. But it is interesting to make an inquiry of love, and it is very useful also for us. In our Vedic culture, scriptures classifies this love in three categories. In Sanskrit, love is called as prema. Sadhya prema, sadhana prema and siddha prema. These are the three categories of love. Sadhya prema means love towards various ends, towards various goals. Sadhana prema means love towards various means. Siddha prema means love towards oneself. Everyone has this sadhya prema. Sadhya prema means what? Love for goals. We all have goals to accomplish in our life. We love these goals because these goals make us, accomplishment of these goals make us happy person. That's why we want to accomplish them. Then second one is sadhana prema. We accomplish our goals and ends through various means. There are various means to accomplish ends. Since these means help us to accomplish our own ends, we love the means also. That is why even in train reservation we love that particular seat. Why? Because it is a means for our comfortable journey. Unreserved compartment, you cannot be a comfortable one. Since these means help us in accomplishing our own ends, we love these means also. Means may vary. Love for money, for example. Why we love money? Money is not the end. Money is a means. Means for certain comforts. So comforts are the end. Money is a means. For some people, even marriage is a means. Marriage is a means for money. Understand? So one and the same item can be sometime means can be sometime ends. So in the previous example, money is a means for the comforts. Now marriage is a means. In modern society, marriage is a means for money. Our Acharya Swamiji used to tell one small advertisement. There was a matrimonial advertisement. A person with 50 acres of land wanted to marry a woman with a tractor. Footnote: please apply with the photograph of the tractor. Understood? For this person, marriage is a means for wealth called a tractor. Many of us use even God also as a means for our desired ends, various desired ends. People want money, therefore they go to temple and pray to the Lord. People want good child, therefore they go to temple and pray to the Lord. So we make contracts with God and even pay advance also, maybe 2 bananas or one coconut, like that. If the desired end is not gained as we have prayed, we even go back and scold also. Understood? I have offered you a coconut, oh Lord, you have taken it, but still you have not fulfilled. If Bhagavan wants to speak, then naturally he'll tell, the very coconut is created by me. And after breaking the coconut, you have not left it in the temple. You have taken it to your home and made chutney also. So you showed to me just, that's all, and told that it is for you. Then afterwards you have taken it. So that is the nature of our advances. Even if God appears before us, generally people don't want God himself as a end, as an end, but God is used as a means. So our Acharya Swamiji, I think the story I have told, some old mothers are sitting and doing bhajan. Krishna, please come, we will feed you with butter, cakes and biscuits, like that. That day Krishna found himself little bit free, so he thought, let me go there and eat whatever they give. So suddenly he appeared in front of them. All the mothers who were singing stopped. Suddenly a child has come, and that too in the form of Krishna. So they asked, hey, who are you? Who is your mother? Like that. So he told, I am Krishna. Which Krishna? They asked. So he told, I am Yashoda Krishna, Paramatma Krishna, he told. So nobody believed. Then one intelligent old mother, she told, you have to prove why you have come. He told, you only asked me to come, you only just now sang that we will give you butter, this, that, so therefore I have come. So still they did not believe, they asked a proof. What was the proof they asked? So one intelligent mother showed a vessel, metal vessel, then asked the Krishna to touch it and make it as a golden vessel. So now Krishna don't have any other option. So he used his mystical power and touched it, and it became gold. As even he was doing that, his mind was in an expectation that at least now they will be accepting me and they will feed me. Once the vessel was converted into gold, all ran away. And he was wondering why they are running away. Within a minute they came back with big, big vessels asking Krishna to touch the vessel. So many of us use even Bhagavan as a means for our ends. Thus, every means is loved for the sake of end. Correct? Means vary for a particular end. Between these, love for means and love for end, which is greater love? Is there any gradation? Do we love both means and end equally? If you probe, you will find that our love for end is greater than love for means. Understood? So Sadhya Prema is greater than Sadhana Prema. If one sadhana, one means doesn't work out, you don't give up the end. You take another means to accomplish that. So Sadhya Prema is greater than Sadhana Prema. Then third prema is what? Siddha Prema. Siddha Prema means love for oneself. Why do I want to accomplish all these goals and ends? Because those ends will make me happy. I consider those ends will give me fulfillment. As long as those ends make me happy and fulfilled, I desire for those ends also. I love those ends also. Once I find that those ends will not contribute to my happiness, will not contribute to my fulfillment, and if I find that they are going to cause sorrow for me, the very same end I happily drop off. All the while I was struggling to purchase a house. After 10 years of struggle, finally the house was purchased, and after purchasing I find that house is giving lot of troubles. Therefore I don't mind selling that particular house. And in modern marriages, even people drop off the spouse also. So Acharya Swami used to tell, before marriage he told his girlfriend, "Honey, I love you." After 6 months of marriage, he says to the same person, "I allow you, my dear. I allow you to go anywhere." That means what? The same person whom I consider that will be a part of my life, help me in gaining happiness and fulfillment, if I find that person is not so and so, and if I have married, seeing the person in Facebook, generally, they give all the details of what? Positive details only. Nobody will give negative details. Correct? So I have taken the Facebook as the criterion. So I have selected. Then after, when I really face that person, I see that it is not according to my own expectations. So therefore, I don't mind even dropping that person. Like a hot potato. Like a hot potato, I drop the ends which I nourished, for which I worked years together. So between sadhyam and siddham, between the end and myself, which one I love more? I love myself more than the end, because I cannot drop myself. I can drop the ends, I can drop the means also, but I cannot drop myself. Therefore Shastra says, nobody loves any end for the end's sake. Every end is loved for the sake of oneself. Similarly, nobody loves any means for the means' sake, for the sake of means. Everybody loves all various means for the sake of oneself. Thus, if you give gradation marks for all the three types of loves, what are they? Sadhana Prema, Sadhya Prema, Siddha Prema. Sadhana Prema, love for means, is dear to me. Sadhya Prema, love for ends, is dearer to me. Siddha Prema, love for myself, is dearest to me. That is why Upanishad says, Atmanastu kamaya sarvam priyam bhavati. In that word sarvam, every blessed thing in the creation is included. Not only the entire creation is included, even Bhagavan comes in that list. The creator comes into that list. This is the assertion taught by a rishi called Yajnavalkya Rishi, not to ordinary audience. To his own wife he was telling, "My dear, nobody loves anybody. How much guts you need to tell this truth to your wife? how much guts you need, how much courage you need. He says, my dear, nobody loves anybody for that particular thing or particular person's sake. Nava are patih kamaya patih priyam bhavati, atmanastu kamaya patih priyam bhavati. Nobody loves husband for the sake of husband. Nava are jayayai kamaya jaya priyam bhavati, atmanastu kamaya jaya priyam bhavati. Wife is not loved for the sake of wife. Wife is loved for the sake of himself. Then, nava are putranam kamaya putra priya bhavanti. Atmanastu kamaya putraha priya bhavanti. Like that, one by one, he was giving a list also. In that list, wealth comes. Nava are vittasya kamaya vittam priya bhavati. Atmanastu kamaya vittam priya bhavati. Navare devanam kamaya devan priyam bhavanti, atmanastu kamaya devan priyam bhavanti. Like that he was born adding the list. Finally he got tired, so he had used a word called sarvam. Navare sarvasya kamaya sarvam priyam bhavati, atmanastu kamaya sarvam priyam bhavati. So the sarvam should include all. So therefore you have to tell sarvam. Our Acharya Samji used to do it. So all other loves are relative and conditional, but love for oneself alone is unconditional. This rule applies for every individual. In this rule, even God is included. Anyone of these listed entity, what are the listed entity? Everything is listed entity. Anyone of this listed entity proves to be the cause of our sorrow, we don't mind dropping them. Correct? It need not increase our happiness, it need not increase our fulfillment. Just if we doubt that it may create, immediately we are happy to drop. That's why many people become even nastikas. They pray, nothing happens. Somebody might have told, because of this prayer only you are in trouble. What we do? First stop the prayer. And they see, oh, particularly this photo is there. This photo of the Lord only is creating trouble. A Kali with 12 hands cannot be kept in the house. People say, Bhagavan's form, every form is auspicious. Understand? But we are afraid of even Bhagavan. Abhaye bhayadarshinaha. Where is abhayam? Abhayam means what? Security. There is no possibility of fear at all. Bhagavan can give suffering to anyone only if Bhagavan finds that someone is different from himself. Correct? If Bhagavan finds that someone is different from himself, he cannot be Bhagavan. So very idea of duality is problem for the Lord. So he will never try this idea at all. Okay? He will never try, even at the imaginary level, that something or someone is different from myself. When he cannot even think of or imagine of that someone or some individual is different from myself, where is the question of that Lord becomes a threat to you? Simple logic. So that's why in our Shastra, they taunt the normal mind, telling abhaye bhayadarshinaha. What about the world? What is our attitude towards the world? Bhaye abhayadarshinaha. World is the source of fear. Bhaye abhayadarshinaha. World can never fulfill our expectations. World can never be the source of our happiness. But what we say? In the presence of certain people, in the presence of certain things, we find that we are secure. If 1 crore insurance policy is there, means I am secure. 1 crore bank deposits are there, means I am secure. Very bank is not secure. But we think that the bank, yoga kshemam vaham yaham. Local LIC will protect. What about Bhagavan, who told this actually? he will not protect. This is the word told by Bhagavan. We consider the speaker of this mantra, Bhagavan, will not protect us. The company which has taken this mantra will protect us. So that is our wrong understanding. Why this wrong understanding? Because our understanding about ourselves is a body-centered. Very, very superficial understanding it is. Therefore, anything which is listed in the mantra, putra, jaya, pita, anything including the Lord, if proves to be the cause of our sorrow, we don't mind dropping them. Because love for oneself is unconditional and love for everything is conditional. Tadetat preyaha putra, preyaha vittar, preyaha anyasmat sarvasmat antarataram yadayam atma. Most lovable thing in the creation as far as oneself is concerned, he himself is the most lovable thing. Putrad preya. What is putrad preyaha? Atma is putrad preyaha. Oneself is dearer than the children, dearer than the wealth, dearer than everything. Then there may be a question in our mind. It's a very shocking assertion. Very difficult to accept this assertion. We find so many people love their children, love their country, love their spouse more than themselves. We find Shastra says it is a seeming love. They have not gone through the experiment. The experiment they have not gone through. If at all you find that there is a love towards anything other than you, that is because of your expansion up to that person or up to that thing. So what you say, I love my child more than myself, you say, nah? Shastra says that my travelled up to your child. That my is there, I and my, that has travelled up to the child. The I which is in the child is more identified, therefore the child is appearing to be loved more than oneself. So there also you love yourself only. You remove the word, my, what comes, I love child. Do you love? All children you love? You cannot love. I love my parent. Then you say, you remove that my, I love parent. Do you love all parents? I love my house. You remove the my word, can you love all houses? If you are a tenant, happily you can nail the plenty of nails. Once that say very same house was purchased by you, because the house owner is not able to vacate you. So finally he has surrendered the property to you, apart you yourself purchased. So you have purchased and you are living there 20 years. Only document is exchanged. Nothing happened to the house. When document is exchanged, attitude also is exchanged. One day before it was house owner's house. Today it is my house. The child doesn't know this exchange. So yesterday he was painting on the wall. You are very happy and you are proud about your child's painting capacity. But the very child, same child, wanted to complete that painting which it has started yesterday. You say what? No, don't do. It is our house. Right? So I and mine has pervaded that particular thing, that particular person. Therefore, you love that particular individual or particular thing. Once I and mine is withdrawn, then love also is withdrawn. Love also is withdrawn. That's why Vedanta asserts without any fear, because that's a fact. What is the fact? Atmanastu kamaya sarvam priyam bhavati. Now the question comes, if my love for the world, love for the people, love for the Lord is a relative and conditional love, then Is there any way I can love them unconditionally? Because conditional love means problem, always problem. So I want them really love. I want love them unconditionally. So is there any way, can I discover that unconditional love which I have with regard to myself? Can I discover that unconditional love with regard to the world, people and God also? Shastra says, yes, certainly you can discover that unconditional love with regard to world, with regard to people and with regard to even the God. And that is the only way which is going to be prescribed by the Shastra. There is no other way. What is that way? Tamevam vidvar amrita iha bhavati nanyah pantha vidyateyanaya vedaham etam purusham mahantam adityavarnam tamasastu pare tamevam vidvan amrita iha bhavati. The person has to find out the meaning of the word called I. Vidvan amrutaha ye bhavati. In another place, idam brahma idam kshatram ime loka ime deva imani bhutani idakam sarvam yadayam atma. This must be the discovery. What does it mean? I am atma, idam brahma. Idam brahma means what? Here brahma means a Brahmin people. So entire humanity is classified in our Shastra into four segments. Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra. So here Shastra says, I am Atma, Idam Brahma. This Atma only is manifested as this Brahmin segment. This Atma only is manifested as Kshatriya segment, Vaishya segment, Shudra segment. And even devas also are the manifestation of Atma, my own self. Imani bhutani idagum sarvam yadayam Atma. What is the way it is prescribed by the Shastram? Prescribed for what purpose? To love the creation and the creator unconditionally. The way prescribed here is, you should discover the fact that the world, people and God are not different from you in reality. In reality, this creation and the creator are not different from me. This is a fact. This is a fact. Wherever fact is involved, there only discovery is told. You are not going to accomplish anything. You are not going to become God. You are not going to become the creation. You are already that. What you are already that? Idagam sarvam yad ayam atma. Idam sarvam. Idagam sarvam means what? All these things are nothing but myself. As long as anything is different from me, then it will come under either which category? Sadhyam or Sadhanam. I am the Siddha. I am the Siddha Vastu. Atma, myself. If anything is different from me, in which category it will either? It will be in the category of Sadhyam or in the category of Sadhanam. And we have already seen that our prema for Sadhyam and Sadhanam is lesser than the prema for Siddha Atma. Therefore, if at all I want to love the creation and the creator, both should become my category. They should become the Siddham. Therefore, I should discover the fact that I include everything. I am everything. Aham Brahma Asmi. Aham Brahma Asmi. Brahman means what? Everything. Brahman means what? Everything. If it is in the form of a teaching, the teacher says, Aitada Atmyam Idagam Sarvam Tat Satyam Sa Atma Tattvamasi Shweta Keto. Everything is nothing but you, He Shweta Keto, it is you. And when the teaching is assimilated, the student repeats, what he repeats? He doesn't repeat Tattvamasi to the teacher. Teacher says, Tattvamasi, you are that. So student says, I am not that, but teacher, you are that. If it is assimilated properly, the student says, yes, I am that. Aham Brahmasmi. Therefore, this discovery is a most important discovery in our life. Based on this discovery only, our entire life is going to be a happy affair, because Vedanta repeatedly asserts, Na anyav pantha ayanaya vidya. There is no other means at all to be happy, to be peaceful. We all seek for happiness, peace, fulfillment. This is the only means. So this discovery cannot be accomplished directly and immediately. Just because we have attended one class, so you cannot go to your house and say, I am Brahma. So, you know, today when I learnt one thing, what is that? I am Brahma. I am everything. So the discovery is not going to be a boasting one. It is going to be an understanding of the fact. Whether I accept or not, this discovery stands as it is. A person who understands and makes it his own understanding, in course of time, he finds that that is the only possible fact about myself. I cannot introduce myself in any other way. I cannot introduce myself as son of so-and-so, father of so-and-so, wife of so-and-so, mother of so-and-so. I cannot introduce myself. All the introduction refers to physical body. Even the introduction based on your education qualification refers to mental personality, intellectual personality. All your values and other good qualities also refer to only emotional personality, not to you. So first one should fix this as the goal. Discovery should be fixed as the goal. Then only you can work for it. So if you ask what is the means to attain this goal, it is not a goal actually. I am everything is a fact. Understood? That is a fact. I can fix a goal only if I am not nearby to it. Correct? So here, the distance between me and the infinitude is not in terms of space, it is not in terms of time, it is in terms of wisdom, understanding. So Shastra says, Atma va are drashtavyaha. This fact should be seen. This beautiful Atma. Atma means what? Not something else. Atma means what? Myself. Shastra says, you should see yourself. Beautiful statement it is. If you probe into that, what does it mean? Somebody says, hey, see yourself. That means what? It precedes an assertion that so far you have not seen yourself. Somebody comes and says, hey, see your face. What does it mean? You have not seen your face. That's all. According to that person who says this, according to him, you have not seen your face. Similarly, according to Shastra, nobody has seen himself. So he says, Aray, he was telling to his wife, Aray means my dear, my honey. Aray means honey. All are there in the Vedanta only. Now, recent, honey is taken from Vedanta only. Dear, please see yourself. Then the wife gets shocked. What? Yes. So far you are seeing your physical personality, emotional personality and intellectual personality. Based on that seeing, you have your own judgments about yourself. A finite judgment, a wrong judgment. Therefore, you are not able to love everyone for their sake. आत्मा वा अरे द्रष्टव्यः तदर्थं श्रोतव्यः मन्तव्यः निदिध्यासितव्यः. What is Eka? Seeing oneself, one should hear about the nature of the Atma, nature of oneself, and not only hearing, after hearing, one should go on, think about it, whether the principle revealed by the Shastram is acceptable or not. Why I am not able to accept the fact that I am everything? Mind will tell something. Shastra says, you are everything, but I am not able to accept it. Why I am not able to accept? So if you ask the question, why you are not able to accept? So mind will tell, how can I be everything? I am 5 feet 6 inches. What do you mean by that? You mean your body. Shastra never told, your body is everything. Shastra told, you are everything. Understand? So there are subtle understanding. So as long as you don't discover this absolute love in your life, the life will be a sorrowful affair. Any amount of wealth cannot make you to feel, yes, I am fulfilled. If you have any doubt that money or wealth cannot fulfill you, go to any Tata, Birla, Anil Ambani, anyone. Ask. So much of wealth you have. Are you happy, my dear Anil Ambani? He will quote his brother, elder brother. No, he is having more than me. So therefore, I cannot see my own elder brother has more money. So I will go for litigation. But they have gone for litigation for small house also, you know. Any amount of people around you cannot make you to feel that you are secure. At the deathbed, people are around you. What do you say? Please save me, please save me. Everyone is near me only. Nobody can save you. You feel that you are insecure. Number of people around you doesn't mean that you are secure. You are in market road. Do you feel that you are secure? Number of people around you cannot make you secure. Why you are feeling security in your house? Because you find they are my people, correct? If my is involved with any individual, you feel that you are secure. And any amount of knowledge cannot make you happy. All the other types of knowledge are there, other than the self-knowledge, all the other types of knowledge, plenty of departments of science are there. So no scientist, no intelligent person, no super specialist say, yes, I am happy. With regard to knowledge, I am fulfilled. Nobody says. No rich man says, with regard to wealth, I am fulfilled. So, you cannot love anyone unconditionally, because being different from you, you can love them always with condition. Conditional love means expectations. Condition means what? Expectation. All expectations cannot be and need not be fulfilled. You expect that Lord will make you to get a PhD. Very this month itself. It doesn't happen. So Bhagavan says, wait for 1 year. So what do? You get disappointed. You get disappointed. So any disappointment means sorrow. Sorrow in life is called samsara. So love, being an important component or important aspect of life, everyone should try to know the nature of love, the nature of oneself. Vedanta reveals the nature of oneself as infinite. Being infinite, it is Siddham, it is already available. You have to simply recognize it. So to achieve this end, what is the end? Discovering the very nature of love. Discovering the nature of myself. That's why in English somewhere else you can find, God is love. One more statement should be added. I am God. God is love. I am God. Therefore I am love. As long as I am not God, God cannot be love. Understand? God will be the source of fear. If I find that God is different from me, God has three portfolios: Srishti, Sthiti, and Laya. As long as Srishti and Sthiti is there, Srishti, Sthiti means what? Creation and sustenance. We are happy. We are glorifying the Lord. You are Krupa Sindhu, Karuna Murthy, embodiment of compassion. The very same Lord comes in the form of Yamadharma Raja, Kala Tattvam. What we say? I won't come, I won't come, I won't come. Ambulance sound. Ambulance comes na, time, time, time. So I imagine always, I won't come, I won't come, I won't come. So Bhagavan Kala Tattva says, I won't leave you, I won't leave you, I won't leave you. So discovery of oneself is the end. To achieve this end, scripture asks us to hear the glory of the end. Glory of oneself, glory of the Lord, glory of the real nature of love, glory of those people who have discovered this real love in their life. Therefore, today is the choicest day in our life, because we got a choicest blessing of the Lord in the form of getting access to the Prema Shastram called Srimad Bhagavatam. Srimad Bhagavatam is called a love scripture. It is called love scripture. You might have heard love stories, love pictures, this, that. So in our Vedic culture also, we have love scripture. Bhagavan Sri Ramakrishna was very, very fond of this particular scripture, Srimad Bhagavatam. He used to say, it's a beautiful scripture which is like a jilepi. Jilepi is a sweet in West Bengal. What they do? First they will fry that sweet into the oil. Then after frying, they soak into the syrup. Every part of that sweet will be so delicious. But before that, it was fried into the oil. And that frying is called knowledge. The sweetness is called bhakti or devotion. Generally, Upanishad scriptures are very straight, and sometimes it appears as though not compassionate towards the human weaknesses. It is very straight. Sometimes it appears for the hearers, what? It is truth only, but should it be told in this harsh way? So they are afraid of Upanishads. Rishis know all these things, human psychology, human weaknesses. Therefore, they have taken the very same medicine and nicely they put it into the syrup called stories. Stories of great saints, great Mahatmas, avatars, manifestations of the Lord. So slowly it will sink into our understanding. So this scripture is the explanation of principles which appears to us very harsh. Principles are always harsh on demon. Because even though we want those principles to work, we don't want it barely to work. Understand? So one principle I have discussed now. Atmanastha kamaya sarva. Everybody knows this. Hey, my love for myself is okay. Yes, I know it. Why you make it public? So, this scripture is the explanation of principles revealed in the Vedas and Vedanta. This scripture contains plenty of stories of wise men, jnanis, plenty of explanations of values of life, so that we can follow them as much as possible and create an atmosphere to find out that absolute love. To find out absolute love, you should first find out relative love in your life. Little bit unselfishness necessary. Like mother is unselfish relatively, with regard to her child. Understand? Mother is unselfish relatively with regard to her child. So that mind should be mature, and that maturity comes only by following the values. Therefore, the values also are kept. And finally, the scripture reveals the reality of one's own nature, reality of the creation, reality of the creator as the one and the same substance. Reality of all these three entities which we have now, myself, creation and the creator, the triangle is there, that we keep as a separate entity. This particular scripture reveals the substance of all these three, triputi, is one and the same. So from the next week onwards, we will see this particular literature. Literature means don't consider it as a book. The literature word is a very misguiding word. This is the explanation of Vedic teaching. Nigama kalpataror galitam phalam shukamukat amrita drava sanyutam pibada bhagavatam rasamalayam muguraho rasika huvibhavuka. This is the shloka, contains all the ideas about this Bhagavatam. It says this Bhagavatam is nothing but the phala, fruit of the nigama, fruit of the Veda. So Veda is the cause, and that fruit is tasted by a parrot called Shuka. The Shuka word means both parrot and Nigga. Once you confirm that some bird has tasted, so you can happily taste it. It will not have a sour. Shukamukad amrita drava sanyutam. It is not only fully ripe, almost the juice is coming to your tongue. Please just you put out your tongue, that's all. Nothing needs. Amrita drava sanyutam. That's why next line says pibata. Pibata means drink Bhagavatam. People say, eat cricket, drink cricket, like that. They say, we also have drink Bhagavatam, eat Bhagavatam. From us only everything is taken, you know. So pibata Bhagavatam. Rasam alayam, it is the alaya, an abode of rasa. So what should be my qualification to do that? Only one qualification. If you go to Vedanta, they will give big list of qualifications. Viveka, Vairagya, Shamadama, sense control and mind control. Then Uparama, Shraddha, Titiksha, like that, they will give big list. Here Bhagavatam says, you don't have all these. Rasika, you be a Rasika. Just you be a child, just hear this story. Children are Rasikas, you know. They are the best Rasikas. Small thing you tell, like that. So here the shloka says, Rasikaha bhuvi bhavukaha, blessed people here. He addresses the people, not as sinner. Even though Shastra says, everyone is selfish. It could have addressed, hey selfish fellows, come. Discover the unselfish love. It could have addressed, nah. Understood? That's what greatness of our rishis. They never considered anyone down to them. Because according to their understanding, entire creation is themselves. Entire creation is themselves. So there is no division in their attitude. So they cannot put down any individual. They cannot put down any species. What to talk about putting down the humanity? So they call, hey Bhavuka, please come. Oh blessed one, please come. If you go to Upanishad, it calls us, hey Amrutasya Putra, please come. Because I am not going to give anything new. It is already your birthright. Being the infinite is your birthright. Being the Lord, son of Lord is birthright. There is no mediator is necessary. There is nothing called salvation other than understanding that you are already there. And in the scripture it is told, every individual wants to get this knowledge when the child is in the womb of the mother. Every child, when it is in the womb of the mother, at the 4th or 5th month onwards, it starts thinking, it seems. So he reels out all the past, and near future is very near to it. It sees what are all there in my stock, how many love failures, how many disappointments are there in that stock to that jiva, to that fetus, 5-month-old child. It is revealed by the Lord. Then it shudders, very fearful, and prays to the Lord. Shishu Gita, it is coming. You will see in the Bhagavat, it will come. So it prays to the Lord, O Lord, at least in this Janma, I should not miss the bus. What is that bus? Sadhu Sangha is the bus. Once I sit in that bus, my travel is safe, my travel is confirmed. Think my destination is confirmed. That's what we say, na? Once you sit in the train, you don't bother about which driver is driving, you don't bother about it. Correct? Do you go to a train driver and ask, hey, do you get really a license, driving license, or some money you pay? You don't go to a pilot and ask, hey, do you have real DGCA license or somewhere else money you get? Even though there is a possibility of getting all those things, you don't go and ask. But here there is no forgery at all. In sadhu group, drivers called sadhus. Sadhus are all drivers. We drive the entire humanity to the Lord. To the Lord means what? To one's own real nature of the self. Therefore, the child prays it seems. O Lord, at least in this Janma I should not miss the bus. Make me to live anywhere where this type of stories are going on. I cannot do anything. Other than hearing, I cannot do anything. After hearing also, I may not be able to follow. Okay, so at least I should hear. So I should not miss the bus. And as even I come out, I enter into a big mela. Correct? I will enter into a big mela. So Acharya Swami used to tell the story of mela. Raja Drashta Raja Bhavati. One who has seen the Raja becomes Raja. So a Raja was dreaming. In that dream, he was identifying himself as an ordinary citizen. In dream. So he hears an announcement, there will be a big mela. Anybody who wants to become the king can enter this mela. The king of the nation is hiding inside the mela campus. One who sees and touches the Raja will become the next Raja, because this present Raja doesn't have any child. Like that, this announcement he heard. So this fellow entered. As even he was entering, he sees so many people are rushing, because everyone is trying to become Raja. So it's a very big campus. As even they walked for a certain distance, there was a hotel, tea stall, coffee stall. So all arrangements are kept. Yes, people should find out the Raja in a comfortable way. Bhagavan also has kept all hotels, gardens, cinema theatres, libraries, entertainments. You cannot avoid searching the Raja inside the hotel, because Raja can be hiding inside the hotel also. So you cannot avoid going inside the hotel. Only one condition you should keep in mind, that I will not stay anywhere. That's the only condition. If you don't stay anywhere, within evening 6 o'clock, you can certainly go through all the places and find out whether Raja is there or not. And Raja will be in Raja attire only. He will not be in disguise. He will be hiding somewhere else, that's all. So you can easily identify that Raja. So people entered the campus and they walked. Then, please come, everything is free. So they gave nicely. Food day, dosa, vada. So what happened after the stomachful eating? Little rest we will take. So some went for rest, some went for entertainment places, some went for libraries. Buddhijeevis, PhDs went for libraries. Then they are stuck there. People are stuck with cinema people, people are stuck with drama people, people are stuck with hotels. And some people have stuck with bhajans. Temple also is there. So they are very, so much devoted. Instead of searching the Lord, searching the King, they started praying to the Lord, "Oh Lord, please show us the King. Where is he? You have to go. He is there already, it is announced." So like that, people stuck. This particular individual has searched all these are all the dream of a king, real king. Understand? You have to expand your imagination. Bhagavatam means full of imagination. So finally, he could not find anywhere. He went everywhere, seen everything, ate something, but he did not stay anywhere. Then search. Finally, he reached a last place, the center of the campus, temple. There also he searched. Nothing was there. Nobody was there. Raja also was not there. So he started praying, "Oh Lord, please, I have done my part. Now you have to make it there, full, purnam, 100%. I have done 99%. Like that he was praying. By the time dream over, he got up. Who got up? King. Raja got up. Raja drashta, Raja bhavati. He has got up to his waking state. In waking state he is Raja only. Then he found, "I need not search for Raja, I am the Raja already." So that is the fact. Every jiva is already a Raja, a king, the master, the swami. That's why for Bhagavan, in Sanskrit, the word is what? Swami. So everyone is a swami, but because of association and because of sticking to certain places, certain things, certain objects in our life, we become Aswami. In Tamil they call Asami. Aswami means what? Not a master but a slave. So we will go through the actual Bhagavatam and the glory of the Bhagavatam from the next class onwards.
पूर्णमदः पूर्णमिदं पूर्णात् पूर्णमगच्छते पूर्णस्य पूर्णमादाय पूर्णमेवावशिष्यते। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीरामकृष्णार्पणमस्तु।